clearly we are living in a time of charged atmospherics, if you will, politically or otherwise. What I think, though, is debatable is whether that is directly attributable or is the manifestation of these events something that would have likely occurred regardless or to a lesser degree. I think anecdotally we might say, well, it's a charged environment that leads to that. But we have to remember there's always been some form of violence or another that heightens all political seasons, and we happen to be in one right now. So we need to be careful in drawing a comparison or making an attribution that this is a direct cause of X, Y, or Z. Anti-Semitism has existed before now, unfortunately. It'll continue to exist, unfortunately, and we've lived through previous periods of this, unfortunately, before. As far as the mail bombs, you know, look, we can look back to Ted Kaczynski and his activities, and so that as a weapon or directing that towards political individuals or individuals affiliated with political causes is not new either. It's clearly heightened sensitivity to it, but I think we also have to ask ourselves, you know, what's driving this? Is it a manifestation of something current, or is it just a continuing chapter of the cycles that we happen to live in?
Okay, well, let me ask that question then. What is the answer to that?
I think it happens to be both. And I say that from a situation of both a tactical situation, if you will, and a backdrop situation. Here's what I mean. Let's look at it as a tactical situation. In my mind, there is some relationship or correlation between the synagogue shooter and the mail bomber in the sense that we tend to see that such acts typically tend to empower or embolden an individual who already has that sort of a bent or predilection towards violence. And so the fact that we've got in series a second attack, this being the synagogue shooter right after the mail bomber, is to me beyond a mere coincidence. I think there is a relationship there. Now, the larger issue is to your point, is that, but what's creating that larger issue or what's creating that wave, that's where I think we need to say the backdrop fuels that, but we have to be careful to say that's there's a direct cause and effect with that, because we've seen similar instances like this not surrounding, if you will, the political environment not too long ago at the end of this year. You know, we saw the shooting down in Texas at the Southland Baptist Church, and then immediately thereafter we saw events in New York. Well, no causal relationship or link between the two, but it certainly did fill within that overall environment, if you will.
All right. What do we do about it?
Well, JJ, look, unfortunately, our options here are not many, and this is what I mean. It's a sign of the times, and we are living in a period of increased lethality where these acts are taking place. I think what we have to come to grips with and we must accept is that we're never going to prevent these kinds of attacks. And what I mean by prevent, sure, we can prevent individual instances, but the reality is that we need to get on a footing or a mindset to understand that mitigation is quite frankly going to be the order of the day. There are simply too many targets. You know, the assailant can shift from one target set to another just as rapidly as we can respond or ahead of what we think is, you know, protection curves. So the notion that we're going to stop all of this is quite frankly false hope. I think we need to prepare and to understand that mitigation is going to be a lot of what we're going to see here going forward. But in that, I don't think that that's all bad, because I think it also leads us to the mindset to say, heretofore, there were sort of predictable targets. You know, you could isolate targets or identify targets based on a particular ideology or based on a particular motivating factor. That doesn't seem to exist anymore. There are a lot more cross-cutting. And so from a larger perspective, I think the notion of implementing security across much broader spectrum and sectors than we ever did before is going to, in fact, become a way of life. And I think by doing that, in another sense, an outcome of that will be also more levels of protection or security mindset across greater sectors than we had ever before.
And how important is situational awareness for the average citizen?
I think it's paramount. Look, in every one of these instances, to a large degree, even with the so-called lone wolf attackers, there's always been some sort of tell. Now, admittedly, in the synagogue shooter, this individual is described as the quintessential loner, not known to belong to any other groups, and he sort of just lurked in these chat rooms. And clearly, without identifying the anonymity and the protection that the chat room gives, it's very difficult to link that to somebody else. And this guy was clearly off the grid. But when you look at some of the other individuals that have been involved in such types of attacks before, there's typically a tell. Oftentimes, unfortunately, those tells are either ignored or overlooked. You know, we've also got to get to an environment where people feel comfortable reporting the potential, you know, signs and or indicators, but in such a manner that doesn't turn into a system where we're reporting on everybody, because from a practical standpoint, we can't run all those leads to ground. But they've got to afford some sort of system of anonymity. And then also, there's got to be a larger mechanism that follows up and investigates those reports as well. But clearly, there are instances time and time again that someone knows something. We've just got to move to that point where people are reporting that, and they're feeling they can do so in such a manner and that their concerns will be listened to and or responded to.
Anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important?
No, I would say this. There are ebbs and flows to violence in our society. You know, it's very difficult, and I think we need to be very careful to simply say, well, you know, we're now in this heightened environment brought about by a number of reasons, which we can't say conclusively there's a cause and effect for. Relationship with. My concern is that if we simply attribute this to the political seasons that we're in, whether it's a presidency, whether it's a surrounding an election year, that we tend to get lulled into this false sense of security that once this is over, everything's going to go back to normal. I don't think so. I think, you know, we just need to accept that given the times that we're in, given the disposition towards certain sectors of society to manifest their differences in terms of violence, I think we've crossed that Rubicon.
That's Bruce Alexander, president of Security One Solutions. JJ Green, WTOP News.